Shall we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for your word to us, and we pray this morning that we would have open ears to hear what you want to say to us and open hearts to receive it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said earlier, it's a great joy to be with you all. I look after all our partner churches, Bible Society, all around England and Wales, so it's really lovely to be here in Chelmsford. I live in Wimborne in Dorset, so it's a little way, but I've come via Heather. And I'm married to a vicar, and we have three children, and they're all in education in some way or the other. Our two daughters are at university learning, and our son is a science teacher, so he's doing the teaching. But whatever it is, our house is full of education at the moment, one way or the other. But I came across some questions. I wonder if you can think back to when you took your exams at school. I think back to my GCEs. That shows my age, doesn't it? And we came across some questions, actually, that were asked to GCSE students 2 years ago in 2009. And I got some of the answers that they gave. But I wonder how well you'd do if you took your exam now. So I've just got a few questions to ask you, see how we do between us. Now, who can tell me, where was the American Declaration of Independence signed? Anyone know it was signed? Sorry? Philadelphia. That's the right answer. Well, the student. Very good, isn't it? I would have said America, probably. So, oh yeah, I need to turn it on. Thank you, Dave. Yes. So here we are. Here's the answer that the student gave at the bottom. Which, of course, was right, but he wouldn't have got any marks for that. Now, for all of you who are good at chemistry, can anyone explain briefly what hard water is? What's the composition of hard water? Anyone know that? Calcium, that's right. Is there anything else in it, I wonder? Well, yes, you've got it. It's one step ahead of me. The answer's ice. Well, not the real answer, of course. Now, between us, I wonder whether we could name six animals that live specifically in the Arctic. You think of six animals, it's a hard one. Arctic fox? Polar bear? Sorry? Snowy owl? Maybe. You know the answer! Very good. Which is much easier. Now, how do you think they did in their maths exam? Okay, another one for those who are good at biology. Who knows what a fibula is and where it is? Fibula is? In the leg, so it's a bone. So this student wrote that it was, in fact, a little lie. That's good. These are real answers, by the way. These are real students, aren't they? They're not made up. Okay, the last one for you. This is another one for all you who are really good at chemistry. Can anyone explain why phosphorus trichloride is polar? I mean, how would anyone know that? But does anybody know that? Why is phosphorus trichloride polar? Well, the answer that, in fact, my son's a science teacher. He's told me the answer. I can't remember it. But the student said, God made it that way. Now, isn't that good? That really is the right answer. But I don't suppose that student got any marks for it at all. How do we know the right answers about God? We know them, don't we, by looking in our Bibles. And that's why we're passionate about helping those in China to have a Bible of their own language that they can understand. Now, in our readings this morning, I've called the kind of title of what I'm going to talk about, Reading the Book, because in both our readings, we heard about the book being read. And the first one, of course, was in Nehemiah, when Ezra stands up to read the book to them. And there is an amazing reaction. And I think one of the reasons is that they were really hungry to hear God's word. Just as we saw in that film from China, how the people in China are hungry for God's word. These people, all those thousands of years ago, were hungry to hear God's word. They asked for Ezra to come and read to them. They didn't kind of go to church and sit down and listen to it being read. They actually said, will you come and read to us? Come and read to us. And they listened for probably about 6 hours from daybreak to noon. They just sat down and listened to the law being read. So it would have probably been the first five books of the scriptures as we know them. Now, the second thing that I think is quite amazing about this, and probably why they were able to listen for 6 hours, is that the scriptures were understood. It says in here they were understood. And the Levites, who were the tribe that all the priests came from, they explained to the people what they were listening to, what they were hearing. And they were probably translating it from Hebrew into Aramaic so that they could understand what it was that they were hearing. And then, of course, there came this incredible response. Now, what would we be like if we'd been listening for 6 hours? I might be nodding off a little bit. There might be the odd snore somewhere. Might be thinking about dinner in the oven. But these people weren't. They were falling on their faces. And they were weeping. And they were just an amazing response as they were just listening and understanding what they were hearing. They couldn't help but worship God as a response to what they heard. And they didn't just keep it to themselves, did they? They were all sent back home and they were asked to share what they had with other people. And they went back home and they shared, they were celebrating, they were sharing what they had with others. They didn't keep it to themselves. Now, if we move on to the Luke passage, the second reading we had, the reaction to reading the book was a bit different in this reading. Now, in the temple, reading scripture aloud played a central part to their worship, and it was open to any man in the congregation to come up and read. And today, it was Jesus who stood up to read. And then the next thing that was common to do would be to sit down afterwards and to discuss what they'd just heard together so that everyone could understand it. And so all was very well and good. They were very impressed. It goes on to say how they were really impressed to hear what they'd written. All spoke well of him, and they were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. But of course, then Jesus goes on to unpack it a bit. And he applies that text from Isaiah to himself. And then he says, actually, this good news is for everybody, everywhere. But of course, the people who were hearing it thought it should be just for them. And so very soon their amazement turns to anger and even murderous intent. In those last few verses, we heard how they took Jesus to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. They were really angry by what they heard. So on one hand, we have people hungry to hear the scriptures for hours and hours and hours, understanding them and responding to them with worship and sharing. And on the other hand, we have people who are listening, thinking they understand what they're hearing, but they don't really, because actually they just want to keep it to themselves. They don't want to share it with other people. And we know, don't we, that Jesus tells us that this good news is a gift intended for all people everywhere. And yet still, over half the world's languages wait for even one book of the Bible, which I think is scandalous. There's nearly 7,000 languages in the world, and still over half of them wait for even a gospel or a tract of the Bible to be translated. And that's really why we are absolutely passionate about our vision to make the Bible available, accessible, and credible for all people everywhere. So our work to make the Bible available, that's translation, production, distribution, much of what's happening in China. And we work in over 200 countries around the world doing just that. The accessibility bit, that's our bit working in our own culture to make the Bible accessible. So a third of our funding at Bible Society goes to help people in this country to get the Bible, to understand it. And we work through four cultural drivers that we have discerned those to be politics, education, the arts and media. So in this country, all our work is focused at changing the way our culture use the Bible, helping them to open it up. And then finally, the last bit is demonstrating the Bible's credibility. And so that's providing resources for the church to demonstrate the Bible's credibility to the communities that you serve. So that's the areas that we're working in. And I just wanted to spend just a few moments letting you know what a difference your support is making in the lives of people in China because of your willingness to share. You've heard the Bible, you want to share it with others. Fortunately, you don't want to keep it to yourselves, and it was wonderful to hear. So, three rolls of paper, did you say? Four rolls. Four rolls, and one roll provides about 600 Bibles. So that's about 2,500 people in China probably had a Bible because of your support this year, which I think is amazing. So huge thank you to you for that. So I'm just going to share a few stories from China. So I'm going to take you to this church, which my colleagues went to last year, and it's up a mountainside in China. And it was a freezing cold January morning. And the pastor of this church told my colleagues that in his church, only one in every 100 Christians has a Bible of their own. Can you imagine that? That would be 1.5 Bibles probably between us here. They just have one that they can share. But it was all going to change that day because our colleagues came in the van. You can see the van in the background there, the distribution van, to deliver some Bibles to this church. And the pastor handed it out to people. And when they came out of the church, their reaction was just like the one in Nehemiah as well. They came out holding their Bibles, weeping, worshipping, praising the Lord. And you can see them all there singing, thanking God. And that was just spontaneous as they came out of the church. They were just so thrilled to receive a Bible of their own. And this lady here, Jin, she's 70 years old. Her job is a watermelon grower. And when she heard that Bibles were being delivered at her church that day, she walked for 3 hours in sub-zero temperatures so that she could get a Bible. Now, this wasn't her first Bible. This is her second Bible. But the reason she wanted another Bible was her first one had just fallen to bits because she'd shared it with other people, because she'd taken bits out to share with other people. So I'm sure you've seen one of these already from Tim. She hardly had any of her Bible left. It was just falling to pieces. So she was thrilled at last to have a new Bible to use and share with others once again. She was overwhelmed. And apparently she sang on her 3-hour walk in sub-zero temperatures as she went all the way back home. Now, I'm sure you all know Amity Printing Press. In that film, you saw they've so far printed 50 million Bibles for the people of China. Well, actually, the total they've printed is over 80 million now, of which probably about 60,000, something like that, will be for the people in China. But it's something like 15,000 people every day coming to faith in China. So that's nowhere near enough Bibles for the Christians in China. I think it's a fifth of the world's population live in China, so I can't work out the maths, but that's a lot of people, and 50 million Bibles doesn't go very far. So this is a picture of the Bible production, and these papers, the Bible pages, have come from the production line in Amity Printing Press. So our colleagues bought some offcuts home with them, and you can actually work out what piece you've got. If you look in, I'll put the Bible at the back. If you look in the index, you can work out where Psalms are and the other books of the Bibles. Then you can work out what book of the Bible your piece is from and what the verses are. So I'll leave the Bible at the back so you can have a little route through and work that out. But what we ask is that you might put this in your Bible. And when you read your Bible, let it be a reminder to pray for all those Christians in China who don't even have one page of the Bible. That work will bear fruit. So do take that. And if you want to work out what it is, do have a look in our China Bible here. Other work that you've been supporting is helping the children in Henan Province to have these pictorial Bibles. Up until quite recently, children weren't allowed to be taught the Bible at all. Whereas now we produce these pictorial Bibles, it's 100 Bible stories, so that the children can learn Bible stories. And before, the teachers just had to write out verses from an adult Bible and teach those to the children. But now they have their own Bibles. I'll be saying a little bit more about that as we pray for them in this evening's service. Another thing that you already heard about in the film just now is distribution. Such a vast country. There are 74 distribution centres, but we only have about 46 vans to distribute them. I think it costs between $40,000 and $50,000 for one van, and the latest vans have been equipped with medical equipment too, because of course in the rural areas of China, medical help is really poor, and so we've been distributing Bibles as we also give medical care to the people there, and I'll be saying a little bit more about that this evening as well in our time of prayer. The other thing they do at Amity, of course, is to produce Braille Bibles. A whole Braille Bible stands about 5 foot high because of all the paper that's needed. So you need a lot of strength to carry a Bible around if you need a Braille Bible. But this chap here is called Ma Wei, and his job in Amity Printing Press is to typeset the Bible into Braille. Now, when he started doing that, he wasn't a Christian. He had no faith at all. And there were two ladies that would have to read the Bible to him so that he could typeset it into Braille. And through hearing the Bible being read to him, Ma Wei has come to faith. He's come to know Jesus himself. And not only that, but the two ladies that read the Bible to him, I heard afterwards, they had no faith as well. But by reading the Bible to Ma Wei, they have also become committed Christians as well. So I wonder how many hours they read the Bible out to him, like Ezra did in that passage from Nehemiah. I wonder whether it's 6 hours at a time. But they came to faith just through hearing God's word. God's word does not return empty. So really, I just want to say a huge thank you to you from Bible Society, both here and the work that's going on in China, the United Bible Society Partnership, because without folk like you, I wouldn't be able to share all the stories with you from China. So a huge thank you for helping to make this work possible. There's a few leaflets on the back. Our brand new Word in Action has just come out. So do take one of those if you want the latest stories from around the world. Also, if you're in a prayer group and for the mission committee, our new prayer bulletin has come out. So it's weekly prayer for our work around the world. So do take one of those if you can pray for us. A couple of other things I've got is if you want to hear the Bible, if you've got 6 hours to spare to listen to the Bible, we've just produced a new audio version of the New Testament. And it's read by the Riding Lights, and it's done in our contemporary English version, so it's very, very easy to listen to. And it's 20 hours worth of listening. The idea is that you listen for half an hour a day, and then at the end of 40 days, you'll have heard the entire New Testament. So there's a little reading plan that goes with it. So if you're interested in doing that as a bit of a challenge, do pick up one of our download cards. You can just download it all from our website completely free, put it onto your iPhone or your computer, onto CDs to play in the car, and then take a reading plan. There's some of those on the desk as well. And see if you can listen like those people did in the time of Nehemiah and be enriched by hearing God's word. So do feel free to take those as well. I want to finish with a final story of what can happen when you listen to the Bible, when you hear God's word. This chap in the picture here is called Ram, and he lives in India. He's one of the Dalits, what they call the untouchables, the very bottom of the caste system in India. And for those folk in that caste system, they can't go to work with other caste systems, they can't eat with them, travel with them, be educated with them, they're completely separated. And some of them even have to trail a stick behind them to remove their footprints, to remove any trace of them being, being there. Well, Ram's job, his job is digging potatoes from sunrise to sunset, 7 days a week. He's out there in the searing temperatures just digging potatoes. That's all he does. And he got to the end of his tether one day and he thought, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm living with no hope. There's no hope for my future. There's no hope for my family. We're the bottom of the pile. No one cares about this. I don't know how I can carry on. And he was walking home from work and he heard this noise coming from a building a little way in the distance. So he went over to the building, had a little look inside, couldn't see anybody speaking. But what he did see was a black box, one of these. And he heard the words coming out of it. And he heard these words reading Luke 4 that we just heard this morning. He heard the words, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And Ram thought, well, I didn't know there was any good news for the poor. What is this? What's he saying? And so he listened to it. And then afterwards he stayed behind and the pastor explained the scriptures to him, just like in Nehemiah, explained the scriptures, and he became a Christian there and then. And then he went home, told his family, and they all have since gone to church and been baptized. And all because he heard God's word. Now his job hasn't changed. He's still digging potatoes from sunrise to sunset every day, but now he's living with hope. He knows he's not the bottom of the pile. He knows he's loved by his Father in heaven, all through hearing God's word in his own language. And it's through one of these boxes, we call them proclaimers, we use them in many countries around the world. And the fantastic thing about this is that you can plug church headphones in, church speakers in. You can use the mains electricity, if you've got mains electricity. If you haven't, you can use batteries. If you haven't got either of those, you can wind it up and listen. But the best thing of all is that actually this is a solar-powered Bible. So I charged this up in my garden last year, would you believe? And it's still working, I hope. I'll play you some.
ሁለተኛ ወደ ተሰሎንቄ ሰዎች ምዕራፍ 2 ወንድሞች ሆይ ስለ ጌታችን ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መምጣትና
That's what Ram heard. That's actually an Ethiopian language. But it demonstrates if you don't hear the Bible in your own language, you don't understand it, do you? So that's why it's so important to help people to have the Bible in their own language that they can understand. Then they can respond with worship and adoration and hope. So I just want to finish by saying a huge thank you. Thank you to you for your support. Thank you that you're helping all those people in China, those thousands of people just this year, to have a Bible of their own. Shall we pray? Lord, we do want to thank you so much for the gift of your word to us. Thank you, Lord, that it's so easy for us to read our Bibles, and we pray, Lord, that you might give us more of a hunger for your word, that we could really respond in worship and with wanting to share that with other people around us. Lord, we pray for all those people in our own community who don't know you yet or who aren't interested in you. And we pray, Lord, that you might help us, equip us to reach out to those people around us with your message of hope and of love. And Father, we pray for all those around the world who are still waiting for even one book of the Bible. And we pray, Lord, that you would make it possible for all people everywhere to know of you and of your love for them, that your kingdom may grow here on earth. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.